And open your Bibles to Matthew chapter 19. As we prepare our hearts to take communion, walk with me through verses 16 through 22 as we see three things that a rich man did not see. He did not see the holiness of God. He did not see his own sin. And he did not see his love for riches. First, the rich man did not see the holiness of God. The scene starts in verse 16 with this man, whom we learn is young in verse 20 and rich in verse 22. And he's asking Jesus a question. Verse 16, we read, "Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life?" Verse 17, Jesus responds to his question, and we read, "And he said to him, 'Why do you ask me about what is good? There is only one who is good.'" The man wants to do a good deed to have eternal life. And Jesus draws his attention to the fact that there is only one who is good. The man's question reveals that he's failing to see, first of all, the holiness and goodness of God correctly. If only one is good, that means that all others are not good. How then can a man who is not good do something good to bring him to the level of the only one who is good? The man does not see the holiness of God. Secondly, this man does not see his own sin. We see this in verses through the end of 17 through 20. There is only one who is good. If you would enter life, keep the commandments. He said to him, "Which ones?" And Jesus said, "You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother, and you shall love your neighbor as yourself." This is a very small subset of the total of the commandments of God. And yet the proper response from somebody hearing this list would be something like, "I can't do this." A response of despair or helplessness. For example, if honoring your father and mother is obeying perfectly and submitting perfectly to everything that your mom and dad has ever told you to do ever, nobody's ever done that. But this man's response in verse 20 is, "The young man said to him, 'All these I have kept.'" It's clear at this point that this man has a problem seeing his own sin. He's blind to his own sin if he thinks that he has fully obeyed these commandments. And yet, despite this answer, he's still aware that there's something that he's missing. As the final question he asks in verse 20 is, "What do I still lack?" Jesus' responses are to help this man see his sin and recognize his inability to do anything good and to see that God alone is good. But the man is blind to it all. The third thing that the man does not see is his love for riches. We see this in verse 21, where Jesus goes straight to the heart of the man, exposing his sin more clearly with the words that we read. Jesus said to him, "If you would be perfect, go, sell what you possess and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And come, follow me." The statement is meant to reveal to the man a love that lies within him. But again, this man does not listen. As we read in verse 22, when the man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. Jesus, through his perfect comments, was gracious to point this man to the holiness of God, the inability of man to obey the law, and specifically then to bring him face to face with his love for this world and the things in this world. But this man was blind. to it all. He clung to his riches and he rejected Christ. If this is all we know about this rich young man, where is he now? Where has he been for the last 2,000 years? He's been suffering under the wrath of the holy God he did not see, for the sins he denied having. This young man, he found his life, but then he lost it. He gained the whole world, but he forfeited his soul. He chose to store up his treasures in this life and rejected Jesus. Here was God the Son, the second member of the Trinity, through whom everything was created, standing before him, and the God chose money instead of the Messiah. As you sit here, do you see God's holiness? Do you see that there is only one who is good? Do you see your sin? Is what you love most in this world Jesus, or is there something else that you love more? There were many interactions like this with Jesus where he graciously says the perfect things to show people their sin. Some people listened and many didn't. But Jesus did not just come to this earth to have conversations with sinners about their sin. He came to this earth to die for sinners, for their sin, for the wrath that sinners deserve. He came to take the wrath for the sin of everyone who would believe. He came to save sinners from their sins, sinners like you and I. Believer, take this time to remember God's mercy in your life, to open your eyes to see your sin, and to give you a love for your Savior. Examine your heart right now as you prepare to take the bread and the juice. And if there's any sin that you need to repent from, take this time to repent from it now and take communion with us as we remember our Savior. If you refuse to repent, if you see sin in your life and you won't turn from it, please let the bread and juice pass you by. But note that believers are those who see their sin and turn from it and follow Jesus. This isn't a good place to stay in. Leave this place of unrepentance quickly. Even now, turn from your sin and take communion. And if by your own admission you're sitting here and you've never trusted in Jesus, then we're glad that you're here. But this is a time for believers, so please just let the bread and juice pass you by. But I plead with you this morning. Look at this example of this rich young man. And look at your life. There's nothing good that you can do to ever make up for all the bad you've done. Don't cling to your riches. Don't cling to the things in this life. Turn from your sin now. Trust in Jesus Christ and take communion with us this morning. As the men come forward, hold on to the bread and juice. Remember your Savior, and we'll take communion on our own.